Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here from Juno Ghost Light Theater. Welcome, Richard Carter and Heather Laverne. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here. Well, let's start off with a question about your organization. What is Juno Ghost Light Theater, and also what's a ghost light?
Great question. So Juno Ghost Light Theater is Juno's community theater. We've been active actually since 1961, but we recently changed our name about a couple months ago. And we were Juno Douglas Little Theater for quite a while, but the little in Juno Douglas Little Theater actually referred to a venue that we used to have, and that venue was turned into a parking lot. So now we are a nomadic theater. We bounce from venue to venue. So we decided to go with our name change of Juno Ghost Light Theater because the ghost light is actually a big part of theater. It's something that is placed on the stage at night or when the theater is closed. And that's a safety light to make sure that no one trips when they're walking through and the stage is dark. But it also has a superstitious element to it, and people a lot of times say that it's to be a light source for the ghosts that might haunt a theater so Ooh. That they can perform when the living actors are off. So there's a huge history to it, but we decided to go that route because we, like I said, don't have a theater anymore, and since we do go to different theaters around town to do our shows, we just ask that they leave the light on for us.
Aw, that's wonderful. I love that description. I'm having a little trouble hearing you in that microphone. I was going to ask if you could move to that one there.
Sure.
Sorry, Heather.
No problem.
Richard, do you anything to add to what Heather said about Juno Ghost Light Theater? How are you involved with it? What's your role?
Well, I joined the board of Juno Ghost Light Theater a little over a year ago. I just recently became the vice president and during the most recent board elections, and I'm also the secretary. So I kind of provide the more logical, mathematical skills when it comes to creating the shows. Heather here has directed several full-length productions that we've done over the last few years, and she's been a producer on a lot of the smaller events and fundraisers and things like that. And I really enjoy like the managerial aspects, so I do a lot of stage managing, creating forms for like sponsorships and donations and waivers and things like that. So I do a lot of the behind the scenes work, stuff like that.
What are some projects that you two have worked on together?
The first show that we did together was actually Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche, which we did in 2016. I was the director. He was my stage manager. And it was this comedy show. It was extremely funny and very successful for us, actually. It was our first full-length play in about 15 years. So that was really exciting. And then we worked on Women Playing Hamlet together. And in college, we did shows outside of Juno Ghost Light. We did shows together, and we've acted together.
That play, Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche, best title ever.
Thank you.
I'm also a graphic designer in my spare time, so I do a lot of the graphic designing for the theater. Posters aren't necessarily my thing, but I did design the new logo, and I design other things like elements for the website or Facebook cover photo, things like that.
And what is your website for those who might be interested in looking you up?
It is junoghostlight.com.
I checked it the other day, and it was really nicely done.
Thank you.
I especially like the graphics.
Thank you. Yeah. A lot of that was built by our treasurer, Grace Lee. She put a lot of time into making that website look nice and clean.
Well, people who visit it will be delighted. It looks great. Well, you're both here to talk about Insomniacs, which I thought was a play that goes on nonstop for 24 hours.
Oh, but that would have been something.
Turns out I was mistaken, so maybe you should tell us what Insomniacs is.
We've always been told that Insomniacs is kind of like the extreme sports of theater. And so really it is 24 hours, like you said, but it's not nonstop performing, but it's 24 hours of the whole process of putting on a play. So typically what you'll see is someone writes a play, they cast it, they go through the whole rehearsal process. This can be months, sometimes years, it just depends, but we do it all in 24 hours.
Wow.
So yeah, on May 24th, this Friday, we're going to meet at the Hangar Ballroom at 7 p.m. By 8 p.m., we're going to be picking a theme out of a hat. the writers are going to grab that theme and just run with it. Whatever they want to do, it's really fair game, just as long as it fits that theme and they use all of the actors that are assigned to them. And then at 7 a.m. the next morning on the 25th, they're going to return with their scripts printed, hot off the presses, all that stuff. And they're going to hand it over to their directors, and they're going to go through the whole rehearsal process, blocking, line memorization, and we're going to be gathering costumes and props. And then at 7 p.m. on Saturday night, we are performing these, and they're either going to go great or it's going to be shaky, and that's kind of the fun of it.
Have you ever been a part of Insomniacs before?
Yeah, this is actually going to be my sixth time doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So how does it usually turn out?
It can be either or. I mean, there's always one that you're like, okay, this was really well done. And something about it just clicks and the cast has great chemistry. That usually happens. And then there's usually one that people are like, they tried. And, you know, they clap.
And that's because we welcome people of all experience levels. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you never know what's going to happen when you sit down to write and it's 2 a.m. in the morning and your brain just goes on a tangent and you write some crazy stuff. But it's kind of comparable to the formula for Saturday Night Live, where they're writing at these, you know, early hours in the morning and trying to put together these shows and build a set and get props and costumes and do makeup and everything. And things can be changing during that rehearsal mm-hmm. process day of, and then it goes up live. And
yeah. The only major difference between us and SNL is they have money. That's really it.
The only difference.
Yeah.
But I think you're right.
It's super fun. It's very rewarding. I did it for the first time like 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I met some people that I'm really good friends with to this day who still come back and do the Insomniacs in some capacity. And so it's a great way to just like get your foot into the theater world, into that door, or dip your toe into that water and go from there.
I have to say, as someone with very little theater experience, it sounds really hard. Is it as hard as it sounds?
It's actually
daunting.
Not as hard as you would think. There are people who have never done it before that get up on that stage, and because of the adrenaline that kind of runs through you, and you're only really you only have the ability to put that energy out there that everyone else is feeding you. And we have coffee there, but really it's it's going to be really just coming from that, the nerves it's insane what people actually can do in that little amount of time. But you get up there, and even if you've never been on stage before, everyone is so supportive. And we mix newbies with veterans, so nobody's up there for the first time alone, really. And we have people who've been doing this every single year that'll be up there, and they kind of hold your hand through it, which is nice. And it's a very supportive environment.
And there are four shows, and it runs about an hour to an hour and a half. So if you think about your show only being about 15 minutes, maybe 20 at the most. We try to keep it between 10 and 20 minutes. Divided up among the cast members, you really only have a few minutes of lines usually that you're responsible for, and other people play off you, and you can kind of goof around at moments or improvise, and the show usually goes off pretty well.
Yeah.
And the writers, do they struggle to come up with ideas or lines structure?
It's definitely happened, but we've always had finished products by the morning, so that's good. I've written for it three times. The first two times, it was just like I sat down and was able to get a script out really quick, which was really rewarding and fun. You helped me, actually. Richard helped me the second time that I did it, and we were bouncing ideas off of each other, which was great. But the third time I did it, for some reason, I had writer's block, and I didn't start writing till 2 a.m., which is very late in the game. But I still finished, and it turned out pretty good. So I think that it can definitely happen. People, you know, kind of, if inspiration strikes, that's great. But if it doesn't, they usually push through. So,
what are some of the past themes that you guys have done?
The last one we did was the killing word was the theme. And we had some very interesting shows come out of that. We had one where it was like the dark web. I don't know. It was inspired by the dark web and things like that. There was a werewolf situation going on stage. And then we had one where it was like an imaginary friend who the mom didn't want her kid to have one anymore. So he's in therapy for it. And the imaginary friend's causing all this crazy mayhem going on. And then before that, we had The Kindness of Strangers, which had some great shows come out of that one. That was a really good theme, and kind of blanking on some of the others.
We had Bad Hombres was probably our most politically charged, which we try to stay away from a little bit. But we took a risk on that one year, and it turned out pretty good. There were some good shows, and people really took that in different directions, depending on whether they wanted to actually talk about the political climate or if they wanted to apply that to
actual hairstyles,
which
they did.
We did have some bad hombres.
I get it now.
Yeah.
That took me a second.
It was pretty funny.
Wow. It sounds like so much fun. I want to come back to something you said about pairing newbies with more experienced people and how in the morning you turn your script over to a director. Is that what you guys provide, directors?
Well, we have a variety of directors this year. I think a couple of them, it's their first year directing. But we get people from the community to do it. What we usually do is I'm going to be directing this year, but typically we have people from the board is more of a producer role. So they're going to be running around gathering costumes and props and just making sure all of the rehearsals are going well. They're going to walk in on the rehearsal, say, do you guys need anything, and things like that. That's kind of the role that the board will usually play.
Yeah. So the writers and the directors just volunteer like anyone else. And this year we had a lot of interest in those roles.
Mm-hmm.
So three of the writers and three of the directors were just kind of randomly chosen from those people who spoke up who haven't done that before as part of this event. And then we have one group that's a really interesting pairing of a director who's a current board member and a writer who is a former board member, so former president actually and current president. So it's kind of an interesting combination.
Great. Well, I'm starting to get an idea of how it all works now. So thank you. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Heather Laverne and Richard Carter from Juno Ghostlight Theater. We're talking about Insomniacs, which is going to premiere this Saturday, 7 o'clock, Hangar Ballroom. And everybody gets started on Friday night at 7 o'clock in the Hangar Ballroom. How does it work? And if people are out there listening, they still want to get involved in some capacity, is there space to do so?
Yes. So our writers and directors are already chosen at this point, and we can still take actors up until 7 p.m. on Friday. They can come into the Hangar Ballroom if they want, say, I want to do it. We've had that happen before. We had someone leave Bullwinkle's once who was a employee at Bullwinkle's, and he walked over in uniform, still smelling like pizza, and he was like, can I act? We were like, sure. And he turned out to be this amazing singer and dancer. It worked really well.
Oh, wow.
But they can also come and volunteer in other aspects if they want to help with costumes and props or building little set pieces or whatever side of theater they're interested in, we can use that. So just have them reach out to us either by email or on Facebook, and we're really happy to take them.
Excellent. I mean, it just sounds like such a cool project and a lot of fun. And this is the sixth year you've done it, yeah?
That I've been involved. This actually has been something that they've done for quite a while before I joined the board. And I acted in it once, I think in like 2010, something like that.
Oh, so it's been going on for
a long
time.
Yeah, and it comes and goes sometimes. It's our favorite fundraiser to do, and we try to do it annually, but sometimes it doesn't work out with timing and availability. But it has a long history.
Yeah. So really, the purpose of the event, it's two-faceted. One is to bring in the community, give them this fun experience, and they volunteer their time and they put on these shows, and it works as a fundraiser for us, and so people can participate in that way. Or they can buy tickets and they can come see the show, support their friends, support their family, support the theater, and that money goes into our capital so that we have more money for our musical coming up in the fall. We'll hopefully have some more fundraisers leading up to that as well. So
That's great. Well, best of luck to you guys, or break a leg.
Thank you.
I hope it goes really well for you, and I'll say a little prayer for rain on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about related to Insomniacs or other projects?
Yeah, just anyone who's interested. If you don't want to participate, we love audience members, so it's $15 at the door on Saturday, May 25th, and we would love to have you and just come watch the insanity unfold.
That's great. Well, thanks again so much, you guys, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.